Hello guys, I'm your host and host Sushil, and you're listening to the Swiss Talk. So Swiss Talk is a community of personal development and self-improvement for a people who wants a better living and a successful life. Here we share wisdom, self-help, education, knowledge, process for peace and happiness, guide for your success, etc., etc., through some well-known books. Our main motive is to add some values to people's life and makes lives better. Okay, so in the last episode, I discussed how to set up our goals and what kind of goals we should be having and how to get those goals, like how to achieve those goals. So I've discussed already in the last episode itself. So I've told you over there, like your goal should be clear and those should be challenging. There shouldn't be like easy things, okay? You just need to think out of the box, okay? You just need to think like you like unbelievable things only, okay? It should be challenging and it should be obtainable as well. Okay, so if you are following these rules and if you are setting up your goals in these considering these points, then you will be having a clear cut idea inside on you that what kind of goals you have, and most likely you will be achieving those goals. Okay, so it's very important to have these goals, okay? Proper goals, setting up a proper goal. So that's what I discussed in the last episode. If you haven't gone through that episode, I highly recommend you to go through that episode as well, okay? If you can, okay, if you have the spare time, then you can spend it over there. It will be going to add some value to your life as well, okay? So in today's episode, we'll be discussing about another aspects or I can say the another qualities of leader. So that we have been discussing since 11 episodes now, okay? This is the 12th episode. So in today's episode, we'll be mostly we'll be focusing on the two things, which is one is the focus and another thing is discipline, and other things as well like hard work, persistence, and how they are really really important to us and how much they matter to us, like in our success or something like that, okay? And what kind of things, what kind of qualities a leader should be having on him or the leader is having on him. So we'll be discussing those things as well. So without wasting any time, let's get started with today's episode. So first of all, we'll be discussing about the mostly like highly underrated thing, okay, which is hard work. So everybody knows like we need to do hard work in order to achieve our goals, in order to achieve our things, okay, in order to become a successful person, we need to do some hard work, okay. There's no one in this world who is successful without having hard work on him, okay. So there is no easy way, there is no shortcut. You have to do the hard work, okay? Without hard work, you can't get the things that you want to have, okay? Even if you get it, then you won't be having that kind of test of it, or you won't be having that kind of fun, or you won't be getting that kind of glad, or I can say the happiness from that thing, okay? If you're doing hard work and then you're achieving your goals, then that kind of feeling is really, really different, and it's really, really valuable, okay? And it gives you real happiness, okay? That's the real happiness. Whenever you are doing hard work since a lot of many days or a lot of many months or a lot of many years, and then now you're getting the results, then that feeling is wow, man. Even I have experienced that feelings in a lot of many, like I can say some, there are some examples where I failed. There were some incidents where I failed that thing, okay? After doing much of hard work, I'm getting that thing, I'm achieving that thing, and it gives different kind of pleasure, which is really really it's really awesome, okay? And you will be fall in love with that feeling, okay? And you want to get it, that thing, again and again. So that's why I'm just hungry in my life, okay? I want to achieve something in my life, something great. And that's why I'm doing these things, okay? This is my side as well, okay? So yeah, that was a part of the hard work, okay? Even I did too much of hard work towards my communication skills, okay? Before I wasn't having I was not used to speak good English, okay? I wasn't having a good English speaking on me, or the not the fluency as well, okay? Now also it is not that good, but it's pretty much good, okay? Better than the what I was before, okay? So I started working on it, okay? Daily I just used to put episode over here. Till now it's been like 80 episodes, okay? I put it over 80 episodes in last 7-8 months, okay? So you can see the how much of hard work I have put it in, and that's what I'm getting the results. Now I started getting some results, okay? So now I have improved my English speaking, or I can say the fluency, whatever I used to speak, okay. Like, I'm just getting better every day, okay, day by day. And also, like, I'm started earning some money through it as well, okay, through this podcast as well. And that's the plus one, okay. But that wasn't the main motto of my starting this podcast and all. But the main thing was to learn things, okay, just try out the things and just wanted to learn things, okay. So I have been putting my hard work towards it. Like, every day I just read books like hell, and then I just put up the content over here, and it's been like 7-8 months now, okay. So yeah, that's what the hard work I have been doing, in okay, and it really pays off, okay. You will be getting much more gratification from it, okay. You will be getting some satisfaction that you are actually doing in your life, okay, something good that you really actually going to help you in the upcoming time, okay, when the podcasting and all will become very much famous, like YouTube or the Google, like YouTube, Instagram. Then I will be getting much more, I can say, the results of it, okay. And that day I will be feeling much more blissful, okay. And that's what I'm doing these things, okay. I'm just really feel blissful that I've got this idea to start a podcast and I started working on my skills, okay, on my communication skills, and it really pays me off, okay, and it will going to pay me off, okay. So yeah, that was the thing about the hard work. That was the example of my experience, my personal experience to about the hard work that we every time we have to put up hard work, then only we can achieve that thing, okay. Then only we'll become successful in our life, okay. Whatever at we want to become, we need to put up some hard towards it, okay. And also there comes consistency, okay, with it. So if you're consistent enough towards it, and if you're putting your hardship will going to pay you off, okay. Means like you'll be getting the results for the whatever the hardship you're doing in, okay. So never ever do shortcut, or never ever take shortcut, never ever look for the shortcuts. Just go for the hard work, and you will be having much more pleasure in that thing. Just put up your hard work in the right place or at the right time, and you will be getting the results, okay. You will be becoming the successful person, okay. So that was the first aspect of leader, okay. Leaders are really really hardworking person. That's why they are leading their team, okay. That's why the other person are listening to them, listens to the leaders, okay. That's the difference, okay. If the leader is not doing anything, then why the hell the teammates will be doing that thing, okay. So that was the thing you need to consider over here, that leader has to be hardworking person, okay. Leader can't be a lazy person, okay. So if you want to become a leader, then you need to have hard work on you. Without hard work, you're not gonna become the leader, or you're not gonna get what you want in your life, okay. In life, most of the time, or I can say the every time, what it matters is like how badly you want that thing, okay. Your desire must be high. So if it is high, then most likely you will be getting that thing. Most likely you will be putting your hard work towards it, and consistency also, okay, as well with it, and then only you can get that thing. So that was the thing, okay. So hard work thing. And then another aspect is focus. If you don't have focus on you, then you're just finished, okay. You can't do hard working. Without having focus, you can't do hard work, okay, because it's of no use. So whenever you want to do the hard work, that's what I said you, that without hard work you can't get the things that you want to get in your life, that you want to achieve in your life. So for that you need to be focused enough to do the things that you want to do, okay. So for that I'll just tell you one thing, that just be in the present, okay. Never ever dwell into the past, or never ever think about the future. Just be in the present. You know what, if you want to prepare for tomorrow, if you want to prepare for future, if you really care about your future, then I would say the most precious time, or the most important time, or the all you can do is to focus on your present with all your enthusiasm, with all your interest, with all your energy. Just focus on your present, and you will be getting much more results, and your future will be getting secured. So whenever you want to prepare for the future, you need to hard work into your present moment, and that's why you have to be focused in the present, not in the past and not in the future. You have to focus on your present, and then only you will be become, then only you can become successful person. Okay, then only you are a successful reader. Another thing is that self-discipline. If you don't have the self-discipline, you're done. Okay, you're not a leader. So leader should be having, must have this thing on him, that self-discipline. You know what self-discipline, what it means? That you're doing the things, okay, on a regular basis, even if you don't want to do it. Just because you want to do your consistency, just because you want to be disciplined, you're doing that thing, and no one is going to push you for the things. No one is going to push you to become a successful person, but you're the only one who is responsible for your things, okay? And you're the only one who has to push yourself towards those success. And that's why you have to be self-disciplined, and for that you have to be committed, for that you have to be focused, and then only you can do your work, then only you can focus on your present, okay? And then only you can do some hard work, and over the period of time, if you are consistent enough, then only you can get the things, you will be getting the things that you want to achieve in your life, for sure. Okay? And one more thing is that you have to believe in yourself. Without believing in yourself, you can't get anything, okay? So you know what, I have already discussed these things before as well, okay, in the power of subconscious, the power of your subconscious mind, or I can say the stop worrying and stop healing, stop worrying and start living, in that book as well. I have told you that whatever you think will become your reality, okay? A man, what he thinks of all day long will become his reality, or I can say the what you think you become, said by the Lord Buddha, okay? And it is absolutely true. It is like 100% true. What do you think you become? So have, or I can say the, be aware of the power of your thoughts, the power of your thoughts, okay? So watch your thoughts. Never ever let those negative thoughts to come inside of your mind or come into your mind. Just have the positive vibes, think positively and be positive, and you will be getting the positive things only in your life. So if you're thinking good enough towards your goals, then it will become your reality, okay? And if you're not, like, if you're just thinking about complaining about the things, if you're thinking negative that you can't do this, or you're not believing in yourself, then these are all the negative things, and it will destroy your mind, and you're not gonna get anything from it. So you need to be believe in yourself. For that you need to have positive mindset, okay? So every time you have to stay positive in your life, okay? So without it, you're not gonna get anything. Another thing is persistent. You have to be persistence in order to get what you want. So at last, how much you are persistent about your things, that does only matter, okay? So be persistent enough, be consistent enough, be hardworking enough. So these are all the things we have been listening to these things, but we just don't like follow these things, okay? So this is just a reminder for you, okay? You're not learning anything new here. You're just getting some things, okay? It's just like a reminder. Okay, so so have a goal clearly in mind, something you really want. So believe in yourself and be persistent about it, and don't allow yourself to be distracted in business, in family life, in sports, in politics. Follow these simple rules and your chances of succeeding are astronomically high. So if you're following these rules, then of course you're gonna get everything, whatever you want to achieve in your life, okay? So never ever have those negative things on you. Always be positive, always be consistent enough, always be have those desire inside of you, and then only you can get those things, okay? And the biggest reason both times that was the both men were focused, okay? So you have to be focused, okay? So whenever you want to achieve something, you have to be focused, okay? Without focus, you're not gonna get anything, okay? So So we should be knowing that what we want exactly, what we want to achieve in our life, and we have to work towards with like specific goal or dream, and yeah, then only we can achieve those things. Okay, so patience and perseverance will accomplish more in this world. Okay, so another quality of a leader, patience, perseverance. You need to be patient about things. Okay, things are not gonna fall for you very quick. Okay, it will take some time. It's gonna take a real time. It might take years. Okay, even if you're doing hard work, but it can take years. You're not gonna get like, it's not a very fast scheme. Okay, you need to be patient about it. Okay, if you don't have patience on you, then you're not a leader. Okay, you're not a successful leader. So successful leader, what does they have? Patience. They are patient about their things, and they just focus on the things. Okay, they just focus on the process, and they just being positive even if you are not getting results. That's what a leader do. Okay, and another is perseverance. You need to have the perseverance on you, and yeah, so that will do great things for you as well. And another thing is that don't give up. Okay, it's like everybody knows this thing, like we don't need to give up on the things. Okay, if you're giving up, then you're not a winner. Okay, you're a loser. So that's why you don't need to give up on anything. So whenever you are doing a commitment, so don't never ever try to give up on those things. Okay, never ever give up on those things, because if you are giving up on those things, on your commitments, then that will hurt your pride. Okay, and you're not gonna get any confidence on yourself. So your confidence will become low, and you can't do anything like other stuffs as well. Okay, so whatever the commitment you do, after having some thinking, after doing some brainstorming on with yourself only, so you need to accomplish that thing, you need to achieve that thing, and that's the only way you have after commitment, because there is no give way. Okay, there is no give up, and you have to consider this thing. You have to take this thing inside of mind that there is no other way, and you need to fight your difficulties. You need to fight with your whatever the difficulties you are having in. Okay, so do hard work, be consistent about it, be well focused, and then only you can get those things. And most importantly, don't never give up. Okay, so leader never lose their hopes, or I can say the focus. They keep their eyes on the big picture. So always have eyes on the big picture, always have eyes on your goals, your specific goals, whatever the clear goals you have had in your minds, you have on your minds. So focus on those things only, okay? And be persistent enough, or I can say the focus enough to get those things. Because leader don't lose their focus, or I can say they don't lose their hopes, they don't just give up, okay? Because they are the leaders. If they are losing, they are giving up on things, or they are lazy in their work, then no one is going to follow him, or no one is going to listen to him. Because people like only hardworking person, focused person, or I can say the person who are consistent enough in their life. So yeah, that was a leader has to do with his life. Okay, so you don't have to give up on anything, okay? So that was all I wanted to share with you guys, like discipline, whatever I have said, I have discussed till now is hard work, focus, self-discipline. You have to believe in yourself, you have to be persistent, you have to have the patience on you, you have to have perseverance on you. You just don't have to give up on things, okay? And you're a winner, okay? You're not a loser, okay? So take risks in your life, and you will be having much more success in your life. Because if you're failing in that risk, then you will be getting some experience, and if you're winning, then you will be getting reward. So that's how it works, okay? That's how the life has to work. So yeah, those were the things. You might have already listened to those things, okay? It was just like a reminder to you guys, so that you can be more productive in your life, and you will be more focused in your life, okay? So yeah, so just consider these things, and try to follow these things, okay, as many as possible, okay, for you. Like, it totally depends on you. No one is going to push you or pull you. You're the only one who is responsible for your condition or your things that you have in your life, okay, or you might be getting in your life, okay. So everything is totally dependable on yourself only, okay? Only on you, not on anybody else, okay? So never ever complain or never ever throw up some mistakes of others, never ever point out mistakes of the others. Always look within, okay? Always think about yourself, just be selfish about yourself for sometimes, okay? And just be more productive and do what you love with these things, with these qualities, and most likely you will be achieving your goals, you will be achieving your things, okay? And that's what we want, okay? That we want to achieve our goals, we want to become a successful person, okay? Doesn't matter if it is money or other things as well, okay? So yeah, that was the thing, and you will be becoming very much happy about yourself, or proud feel about yourself after seeing you're doing your commitments or you're following your goal commitments. Yeah, that's what gives us confidence. Okay, so that is what I wanted to share with you guys. Okay, hope you have got it, hope you understand it. Okay, so that was the today's episode. So that was all for today's episode, guys. Hope you have got something value added to your life. Hope this was useful for you. If it was useful for you, then share it with your friends and family, and that would be really appreciated. If you want to get this book, I have given the link in the description box. You can get it from there. Okay, so see ya. Have a good day. Bye-bye.